Welcome, everyone. This is the Development and Environmental Review Committee. It's June 27th. We are just about 4 minutes after 10 o'clock. My name is Travis Martin. I'm an associate planner. I'll be chairing the meeting today. We'll go around the table, just have introductions from other staff.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Hernando Batanco, Public Works, Traffic Engineering.
Robert Spoda, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
James Lane,
Environmental Control.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Gabriela Sosa, Planning Engineering.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Tom Strong, Fire Marshal's Office.
Judy Croto, Office of Fire Marshal.
Mike Swallow, Building Division.
All right, thank you, everyone.
We have one more.
Sorry.
Claudia Myers, Planning Division.
Yeah. Apologize for that. Our first item today is Conditional Use Permit 1723. Elizabeth, if you would.
Okay. Conditional Use Permit 17-23 and Minor Exception 1801. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a four-story hotel room containing 98 guest rooms and the conversion of an existing hotel containing 154 guest rooms into a suite hotel containing 106 guest rooms and one manager's unit. The minor exception is to allow for a 10% reduction in parking stalls, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a property comprised of two parcels containing approximately 3.34 acres. The property is located at 205 and 215 is Hospitality Lane within the commercial regional zone. The categoric exemption is 15332 infill development for CEQA, and the recommendation is to move it to the meeting in August.
Okay, thank you, Elizabeth. We'll start. Gary, if you're ready. We'll start with land development.
Pass the conditions down. Pretty much standard conditions for this type of project. There's going to be a lot line adjustment required, which you're proposing. Some reciprocal agreements as far as shared parking. I understand there's a sign issue that needs to be shared as well. Usual SWIP, WQP, on-site. You guys are pretty familiar with that. So I don't see anything out of the ordinary. And we'll pass the conditions down. If you had any questions, give us a follow. That's all.
Thank you, Gary.
We do not have any further comments in addition to what you have provided for us.
Robert?
Yes, mine are pretty easy. The existing curb and gutter, sidewalk, anything that's damaged or does not meet ADA, make sure that it complies. The street light, if we can change that over from a regular street light to an LED. The only thing that I'm concerned with that we need to talk about is the right-of-way dedication. We need to make it so that the right-of-way is outside the sidewalk area. I have conflicting information indicating that the right-of-way might be towards the curb line, and I have other ones saying it's behind the sidewalk. I just want to make sure that the right-of-way line is outside the sidewalk area. So if there is dedication, it'll be because of that. That's all I have.
Just standard requirements from the Water Department.
Kitchen facility on site?
There's no cooking on site.
There's no cooking on site.
Just a warming kitchen?
Just a warming kitchen, yes.
The requirements will be provided by Adam Oaks once he reaches planning with the planning commission.
Standard conditions, this building's over three stories, so 30 foot, and I noticed that you gave it to us on three sides, and the fourth side you did the 26 feet, which was what we agreed to prior. Sprinklers required, fire alarm required, on-site, hydrant required. It's just the standard conditions for the, and any of our standard conditions you can find on the county's website, county fire website, and it discusses all of the requirements for sprinkler, fire alarm, and locations.
proposed building, it's going to be a formal submittal. My only objection is that, with the exception of the parking stalls, that the number of ADA go to the mandated, not the exception of the county. Okay, so when you, the exception is not a norm for a building code. The exception is for an isolated incident. So with the parking stalls, the ADA number is going to be based on the regulation and the code. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. All right. And I think, as Elizabeth noted, we're looking to move this item to the Planning Commission.
For the meeting in August.
Okay. That would be for, what do we add here? It would be the 14th of August we're looking at them.
Yes.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
A second. Thank you, Gary. Okay. All right. We will see you guys then at the commission in August. And I know Elizabeth will coordinate to get everything get prepared.
Thank you. Elizabeth is great. She did a wonderful job. We sort of drug our feet a little bit on this and fire. We appreciate what you did. So thank you very much, staff.
Right.
You guys are always doing a great job.
Thank you very much. next item I'll be handling. It's General Plan Amendment 1802, Development Code Amendment, Zoning Map Amendment 1803, and Conditional Use Permit 1803. It's to allow the development of a new drive-through express car wash, a little over 5,000 square feet in size. It's on a property comprised of four parcels, about an acre and a third, and this is 1659 South Tippecanoe, just below Gould and Tippecanoe. Today, we are not looking to take an action on this item. This is subject to an initial study per the CEQA guidelines. That has been prepared. We are ready to distribute that for public review. So we're just bringing it forward to formalize the release of that document. That will be started. We are anticipating on the 9th of July. We're going to be taking this next week just to finalize the documents. And as I said, just informative today, no action for the item. The next item today, extension of time 1805. Gabby, if you want.
Yes. So, for extension of time 1805, it is a request to allow a 1-year extension of time for subdivision 05-01 for tentative tract map 17367 involving the subdivision of property containing approximately 65 acres into 66 single-family residential lots and conditional use permit number 05-01 for areas of the subdivision that are within the Hillside Management Overlay District. And the project is located on the north side of Vermont Drive between Chestnut Avenue and Magnolia Avenue within the residential low. There is a previous environmental determination pursuant to Section 15162 of the California Environmental Quality Act, and the recommendation is to move to Planning Commission.
Okay, and that would be 4th of July.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, we'll just go around the table again. Gary, if you will start us off.
No additional land development comments?
No comments from traffic.
Public Works for the release. For the extension of time, we have no comments.
There's no comments from Water Department Engineering.
Environmental Control, no comments.
No new comments from the Fire Department.
Just a reminder, building, okay? If the extensions go into a code change, you are going to be required to submit underneath the new code. So just please keep that in mind with the transition of code, okay? Thank you.
We agree.
Thank you, Mike. As noted, we are looking to move this. I believe the recommendation was to move to the Planning Commission for the meeting in July here. That would be the 10th of July, if I'm looking at the calendar correctly. We could have a motion. This item?
So
thank you. And
second.
A second? Thank you, Karen. All right, moving on. Next item is extension of time 1806. Gabby will walk us through that one as well.
Of course. Extension of time 18-06 is a request to allow a 1-year extension of time for subdivision 16-04 for tentative tract map 20043 involving the subdivision of a property containing approximately 5.23 acres into 16 single-family residential lots and development permit type P 16-03 involving the construction of 16 detached single-family residences along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements. The project is located on 2935 West Beaumont Avenue within the residential low zoning, and there is a previous environmental determination pursuant to section 15162 of the California Environmental Quality Act, and the recommendation is to also move to Planning Commission.
Okay, thank you very much. And then we'll just go quickly to the group again for any comments.
No comments from land development.
Thank you, Gary.
No comments from traffic.
With the extension of time, no comments.
No comments from Water Department Engineering.
No comment Environmental Control.
No new comments. Fire.
We're building, no comments.
All right, and as with the previous item, we're also looking to move this to the commission for the meeting on July 10th, if we may have a motion.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Okay, making good time. Item number five today, pre-application 1501. Chantal, if you will.
Pre-application 15-01 is requested to construct a 1,200-square-foot addition to an existing sanctuary building and an existing church, remodel some existing restrooms, and upgrade parking and landscaping on a property containing two parcels, containing a total of approximately 0.63 acres. The project site is located at 253 and 255 West Mill Street within the commercial heavy CH zone. As this is a preliminary item, no action is required today. We have kind of had this application for a little bit. We've gone through a few different iterations, but I think we're finally at a design that will be, do we have the correct site plan? At a design that we're able to give comments on. A design that we can give comments and conditions on so that we can move it to a formal entitlement submittal. So I've given the applicant the comments that I've had so far.
Thank you, Chantal. We'll just... again, we'll keep it going. Start with land development. On any comments?
It's somewhat standard comments for existing developments, and we'll give you a copy of those. We're going to ask for a lot merger as part of that, and on-site plans for any work that you're doing on-site. Accessibility, you need to make sure that you pay attention to the slopes for existing. Accessibility, make sure it meets current standards. And that's about the only comments that we need.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And up. We'll just provide them with a traffic impact study.
Okay. I've got a scoping form in my packet for them.
You got it?
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you.
And Robert?
For Public Works. We have a couple of items that we had given to just last night, given to us. Chantal may not be able to give them to you. Your parcel is the only parcel that has a curb and gutter that's not at the widened curb and gutter that is adjacent to both sides of you. So we'll be asking for you to widen the curb and gutter on that one, adding a little bit of the asphalt, and also adding part of a sidewalk to match up with both sides of you. Technically, that's all we're going to be asking for. They are written down if you have questions on it or what we're trying to do. It's basically just to add the curb and gutter that's on the east of you, match up to the west of you, that goes through that area. And there is a dedication of 8.75, which should not affect anything that you're working on. If it by chance happens to be within an area that there's already a physical building, we can talk about that and figure out what we can do about the reducing down. Again, this is a pre-application, so we're trying to get all the things given to you ahead of time. So when you start going, this is not a hindrance to you to actually do whatever approval that you need later on. Any questions, please give us a call. You can go through Chantal. We can set up meetings if you need. Thank you.
Standard requirements from the water department.
Thank you.
James?
Thank you.
Commercial, do you have kitchen facilities on site? Do you have kitchen facilities on site?
Yes.
Thank you.
We met on this, I think you remember. The hydrant cannot be in this location that shows on your site plan. It has to be moved. They have given me a new site plan with it moved closer to the middle of the driveway. I just didn't get that in time to bring it to this meeting.
Okay.
You have that.
Not right in the middle of the driveway where we're going to...
No.
Oh, okay, but where we actually could connect.
No, there's going
to
be a little bit of landscaping, and so following the line of the parking right in the front there, and so the fire hydrant will be within that landscaping right at the end of basically the... in line with the end of the parking stalls.
We're talking this
yeah.
area, roughly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is it, Travis? Can you point
out? Sounds like we're looking, there's a
yeah.
landscaped area
kind
of mm-hmm. towards the front would be...
Yeah. Actually, where parking stall 30 is, that's going to be landscaped.
Yeah. I think it actually shows on here. It's just a little hard to see. There's a spot right here
no,
at the end
no,
of the
no.
Yeah, they can't be there. We
no,
we
wouldn't
okay.
be able
to
I mean, further out.
Where parking lot... where parking space 30 is, they're going to landscape that, so we won't have parking space 30.
Okay.
And the hydrant will be at the end of that, closer to the driveway.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
somewhere in this
yes.
area.
Yes, 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 exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Closer. So we'll see what it looks like. We'll see what the new site plan looks like.
Okay. I'll send that over to you.
Thank
okay.
you.
But that'll be for formal submittal. We'll get those.
Yeah, we want to get
yeah.
the hydrant in the spot where
yeah.
it's the easiest for our engine to hook up to.
Yeah.
And then we still meet that hose line. So
yeah.
we're...
Right.
You know, we... The street is actually pretty good if it was right there at the street.
Sure.
But we still have to make sure we can get our hose around the...
Yeah.
The back of that new building.
Right.
So the hydrant, it just can't be where it is right now.
Right.
Like that. In the meeting, we discussed, and I know you said your occupant load wouldn't be triggering sprinklers, but this is an A3 occupancy. Sprinklers are required if the occupant load is 300 or more. Fire alarm is required if the occupant load is 300 or more. So I mark it, because this is a pre-app, to cover our bases. So when you come in with your formal submittal, if that occupant load is indicated that it's over 300, you're going to have to meet these requirements, okay? So they're on here
okay.
for that reason, just to try to give you the most information in the previous night.
Here we go.
Thank you. And Mike?
All right. The biggest warning I got for you is in the structure itself, that ADA requirements in the parking and entrance and restrooms are addressed in Chapter 11. And please remember that code overrides the aesthetics of a building. Okay? It's code first. Because all codes are based on life safety. Alright? And so the aesthetic of the building is thrown out when it comes to life safety. Okay? So I want you to understand that. In your handicap parking, you have a situation with the loop. I want you to address that now with Chapter 11B of the California Building Code. Based on the occupancy that they gave you, that is in an A3. That's an assembly. The church is always based in the assembly. The occupant load can be figured on the table 1004.12. Okay, that is in California Building Code. It'll give you the factor to divide the square footage. The building division will determine the occupancy. You may submit something, but we may change it. All right, so understand that, okay? All right, thank you. And it will constitute a formal submittal, building for submittal. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And as Chantal noted, this item today is just a pre-application, so we'll be taking no action on it. I suggest you continue to work with Chantal on finding any of these comments that you received today. and then we look forward to having the formal submittal come in.
Our next item, another pre-application. This is pre-application 1818. I believe Colonia is working on this one for it. If you would, walk us through the project.
This is a pre-application 1818, a request to allow the establishment and operation of a charter school within an existing Judson Baptist Church, along with the construction of on and off, possibly off-site requirements on a parcel containing approximately 1.68 acres. The property address is 1406 East Pacific Street. The zone is residential suburban. And the environmental determination will be determined upon submittal of a formal application. And the recommendation is a preliminary review, so there's no action currently required. And I have discussed the project with the applicants regarding the redesign of the parking lot to accommodate the charter school use on site.
Thank you. And we will start off with land development for any comments.
Actually, land development has some questions. Is the applicant here for the charter school?
Yes.
The parking lot design, and maybe that's already been addressed with planning, but it would appear that you've got some sort of canopy coming out that family vehicles can drive through, but it's got some sort of vertical height restriction. We want you to work that out, whatever you're working with fire. Gracie's not here about the trash enclosure, but I think she'll have some comments on that at Public Works. We can get your contact information. In general, are you trying to do anything outside as part of this permit? Is this going to just be TI work inside of a building?
No.
No?
No TI work. Everything's existing.
So there's no...
They weren't proposing any. They indicated they were going to use the existing facilities. Am I correct?
Yes.
So there's no improvements that are being proposed?
No.
Okay. So I guess Mike will talk to you about if there's a change of use as far as building department, but I don't think we have any other comments. We haven't written up formal comments because we weren't sure exactly what you were trying to do there.
Change.
So the parking lot, we're going to make some recommendations on that. We'll work with Gracie as far as the trash enclosure. And it looks like you've got a shipping container up in that northeast corner. And you can work with planning on that part.
Sure.
So.
We have the new reroute of the parking lot, too.
Okay. So if you route that to planning, then we can take a look at that before we actually write out our conditions. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Fernando?
Yes, that's one of our comments would be reversing the flow of the parking lot from the current design that's clockwise to counterclockwise. So I don't know if you've been given scoping form. So just fill out the scoping form.
We took your recommendations and we redesigned the parking lot, reversing the traffic flow, and it actually makes a lot more sense to do it
for
your recommendation.
Thank you. Robert?
No inside work, no outside work. The only thing I'm going to ask you is for the ADA requirements at the front. There's a driveway approach that leads into anything, to have that removed and put in curb, gutter, and sidewalk. In front of the parcel, you have a driveway approach that goes into the grass area. It's not something that we in public works would like, so we want to make sure that that gets taken out. So just remove the driveway approach, just when you put in the curb, gutter, and sidewalk. It's not really shown on this plan, but if you look on your Google Earth and stuff like that, if it's already been taken care of, that's fine. I have conditions that I put on there that say a lot of future stuff. If you're planning to add more to those, add on to the buildings, there will be other requirements that will come up, so I wanted to add those to the comments right now so you understand when you go to add more to the building later on, there's going to be a lot more things involved, so just be aware of that if by chance. Right now, they're not anything that you have to do other than the sidewalk. We'd like to get that put in and take that driveway, taken out.
I'm sorry, I had a hard time hearing you. You're saying we have to do something with a sidewalk and approach?
In the front, on Pacific,
On Pacific?
On Pacific. You have a parking lot, and then you have the crosswalk that crosses over to the north side?
Yes.
Okay, right next to that handicap ramp, there is a driveway approach. Again, I'm looking up Google Earth. I didn't have a chance to get out there. It shows a driveway approach that's going into a landscaped area, a looks like a grass area. That needs to be taken out, and sidewalk and a curb and gutter just installed in that location. So we're removing a driveway that doesn't go anywhere. So but it's only on Pacific. That's the only thing we're asking for at this point. Mm-hmm. If you have questions, you're more than welcome to come up and ask us and stuff like that.
I'll tell you what the occupants.
That's all I have.
Okay. The project is in East Valley Water District's service area, so you'll need to contact them for any changes to water and sewer.
No proposed improvements or the kitchen area. DC has no
problem. Okay, thank you.
This building's already sprinkled?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's good. Fire alarm, I think you also mentioned you have a fire alarm. In a E occupancy with an occupant load of more than 100, you have to have a voice evacuation fire alarm. So they'll have to, if your occupant load's going to be over 100, they'll have to upgrade that fire alarm system. So are there any on-site hydrants?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
so when you do your formal submittal, I'll pass down the conditions, that you show any, where your PIV is, double detector check valve, any of that stuff that's already in place, we'd like to see it on your formal submittal. Okay, and if there's any on-site hydrants, we'd like to see that, the location.
There's nothing new added from what we've already discussed, so at this point. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, with the building, it's going to entail a, okay, I'll speak up. With a building, it's going to entail a formal submittal, all right? Please remember that the occupant load is based on square footage, not on how many people are going to be in that area, right? And in code, there is not such a thing as grandfathered in, all right? So understand that prior. You are going to be able to, you're going to be required for ADA compliance, all right, with the new occupancy of an E, which the fire and I just discussed. It is more restrictive than the prior one. So we are going to look at restrooms and everything will be addressed. Ramps and grades will also be addressed on site. So, and also ADA parking and loading, all right? So I want you to understand that when you move into a building, there's not such a thing as grandfather, all right? It doesn't exist in the code. I've been looking for it for over 20 years. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mike. As mentioned with the last item, this is just a pre-application, so we're not taking any formal action on this today. So with that,
can I make one?
Yes, by all means.
But please, okay, I'm asking you, please, if there's any questions that the city can help you with, please come in and speak to me, all right? Information's free, all right? So please come in, because I know you're a nonprofit organization. I want you to say, okay, the city is behind you, okay? So if there's anything, please come and talk to me.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
My name is Mike Zabala. All right, thank you.
Thank you. As I was saying, this is a pre-application. No formal action taken on this item today. I would just say, as we continue to move forward, you can keep working with Colonia to address any of the comments you've received today. If you have any questions, or we can get you contact for any of the staff if you have any questions directly. And then we look forward to having this item come in as a formal application. Our final item today, I will be taking this one again. This is pre-application 1819. This is a request to develop and operate a medical office building just under 20,000 square feet in size, along with the required on-site and off-site improvements on a property, on a parcel containing approximately 1.25 acres. This is located on Elks Drive, just south of the East Highland Avenue.
It's in the CG1 zone. This is a pre-application, so as we typically do, there's been no environmental determination made at this time. And today, we are not looking for any action on the item. We're simply going through comments. I do want to say, coming from planning first, I do have a couple points of clarification, just a couple questions on the plan. Since we don't have integrated waste here, I'll fill in on a couple questions that she may have asked. The trash enclosure on the kind of northeast corner of the building, it looks like it's sitting kind of on a planter island. I mean, is there actually a curb surrounding that,
sure.
Or is that above?
Is it curb surrounding?
Okay, I was just wondering on that then. Again, thinking for the actual service of the enclosure, if it's up above the parking level grade, if it does have the curb around it, how are we going to be loading or unloading from that?
It will be at the driveway plane.
Okay.
It's not raised.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
There's zero curb over there.
Okay, perfect. When I was looking at the plan, it was just hard to tell.
Yeah.
We're only looking in one dimension. It was hard to tell. Okay, that's good to hear then.
I think there's an ADA access for the... That is the reason I think it's getting a little confusing.
Yeah, I'm
sure.
Looking at it without being able to ask any questions, I just wasn't sure and I wanted to verify. Okay, that solves one. Just generally speaking, I do have comments that are being finalized still that I'll be sending out to you, but just a couple quick points that I'll be going over. The parking on this application, I see that we are proposing to do less than what is required as standard. That would be something we could potentially support, obviously reviewing some other items on the plan, but to do so, we would require a minor exception along with the formal development permit that will ultimately be required in order to deviate from that parking standard.
What would be the exception?
It's a separate application that we have to do.
Okay.
If you do propose a deviation from anything in the code,
sure.
Depending on the degree of deviation, there's a couple different applications that could be required. This appears to be low enough to where it's something we could make an exception on administratively,
sure.
But it is an additional application. There's another minor fee that goes with it. I do have all that information that I'll be sending out to you.
We had a very quick meeting before this meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think we were just going like a 10%.
Yeah, with it, 10% is what we can do administratively.
Yeah,
so there's not necessarily a problem with it. I just want to make you aware that there is an additional step that we have to do to make that determination. A couple other things with that, with the parking though, and I know land development may point this out as well, but I wanted just to call your attention to the backside of the building where the majority of the accessible parking is along this area.
Sure.
See, generally all of the parking on site, we're doing a 16.5 with the overhang, which we do permit. It's perfectly fine. But for the accessible parking, overhang is not permitted. That is not a city's requirement. That goes to the ADA standards. That would have to be 18 full striping. So there may be some modifications that have to be done there because I know we have very minimal walkway in front of it.
Sure.
So we may have to just adjust some things. And just to say, I do have other just kind of minor clarification comments. I'm finalizing. I'll be sending those out. But that's the majority of what I wanted to go over today or at this time. And then we will... We'll start with land development if you're ready.
I didn't catch your name.
I'm sorry. My name is Travis Martin. I'm handling this one, or managing this project right at the moment. I'll get you my information when we conclude the meeting.
Land development, I'm Gary Akers. Development actually had quite a few questions. I believe I might have talked to one of you gentlemen on the phone.
That's Daniel Slide, yes.
And I think we did supply you with a copy of the recorded map. This
yes.
is parcel 4. And part of our question, and Public Works may be involved with this too, depending on the outcome of the information. I think Robert has been working with someone trying to ascertain exactly who has what rights to that pipeline easement.
Yes.
Okay. So I won't address that. I encourage you to work with Public Works, obviously. We do have concerns about the ADA spaces. We do allow certain amounts of overhang if you don't encroach into walkways. However, the spaces themselves actually have to be, per ADA, 18-foot clear to curb, 9-foot widths, and then, of course, the loading zones, which may affect that drive aisle. You want to work with fire if you either shrink the building slightly or whatever you need to get that space. Those existing spaces you're showing are not going to comply. So you need to work on that. We're going to require a WQMP, which I don't haven't seen any preliminary WQMPs for this yet, but you need to address those per the County of San Bernardino standards. They have a template online.
I mean, I'm the architect.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So I think if we just... Thank
all
you.
Right. So whichever one of you takes that part.
No.
And we'll require a SWIP filed with the state for on-site grading. Get a QSD for that. The other concern about easements is you're showing parking going into that turnaround. You probably can't see it from here, but...
Referring to the two spaces at the front
yeah.
here.
We wanted to make sure that you worked with fire as far as accessibility for this turnaround easement, because that easement actually goes up through this part of the property, right through here. So you're kind of impinging on that with those spaces.
I think
if you look at the recorded map, I've got a copy you can have.
Okay.
So
I think we have the recorded map, and it does show the site condition.
Yeah, basement, it's on the north side.
And fire has voiced our concern in our meeting about this issue already as well.
Okay,
so,
if
it continues, then we wouldn't accept it the way it is now. So,
but
okay.
what the exhibit does not show is the actual return of that cul-de-sac. It's not just a circle.
It is the
you've got a radius there
radius
that goes from
that
36-foot private easement over to there.
There's no easement as such.
The easement is on the north side, and you have one easement in there. On the east side, you have another easement right there. But in that, where the circle is, the cul-de-sac, we won't have anything right there.
There's no easement there?
No,
easement.
No, actually, you do.
I think what Gary's referring to is the private road itself, not
yeah,
an additional amount.
What we're talking about, this is the easement here, but this is the easement also goes up this direction.
I hear that, I think, but this is the private road. There's no easement. The property goes all the way beyond. This is the private road.
No.
And still you have the easement?
I'll explain it to
you.
You
look into it.
It is an easement.
Okay.
As recorded on the map.
Okay.
So you'll need to work with us and with fire.
Okay.
To maybe, you may be able to...
I think we can just move around the ADA parking stall there. The intent was to, get it near the entrance, the ADA stall. That was the intent.
Right, but that needs to be kept open.
Okay.
And I think that's about all that we have right now. The trash enclosure, we'll try to get Gracie to work with you on that. If you can give me your contact information to the planner, we'll be glad to contact you on that.
I'll pass along the information for our associate from Integrated Waste so we can coordinate on how that needs to work.
Right.
And
then the last comment...
We have a recycle in, basically.
Yeah, right.
And then the last comment is that you've got that one door opening into the 4-foot walkway. Even if we get the space of 18 feet, you're going to have to work with building and safety to make sure,
sure.
That complies with that opening.
Okay.
And that's all we have for right now.
Thank you.
You have written comments, Gary?
I don't have written comments yet. I wanted to ask some of the questions here first, and then we'll get your written comments.
When those comments are finalized, if there's any that aren't provided today, I will assemble those and I will forward those over
awesome.
Along
you.
With mine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Fernando?
Yeah, based on our initial review, you'll be required to submit a traffic impact study for this project. And here's a scoping form that you need to fill out and submit to us before you proceed with the study.
What kind of a traffic study is needed?
It's based on the scoping. So
yeah.
Whatever the scoping comes out, that'll determine what your study's going to be.
I didn't get it.
Well, the guidelines will tell you what to do. So just fill out the scoping form that's included in the guideline.
Stoking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Robert?
As Gary was mentioning, your circular cul-de-sac is not drawn correctly. Make sure that that's drawn correctly, because that does make an effect on what we're looking at and how we're going to be determining some of the items that are in there. My comments are based on what would be for a facility within the street through street right of way. You'll still be required to put them in, although yes, it is a private road or an easement road. The requirements through our policy still state that you need to build it per the city standards, and I've given those standards in there. It looks like everything is okay for the radiuses, as long as you're not encroaching into them with your driveway, or sorry, your parking lots or anything else. So. I do have these comments. I did pass them forward. If you have any questions, please contact us, get us together, work with Travis, and we can iron all this stuff out before going on the next step, so that way we're, one, moving all in the same direction and not hindering anything.
We need to comply with the driveways for the city standards on the private road.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that we have the turning accessibility for not only the supplies, but the trash trucks or any other vehicles that might be going up in there. That is our standard that we have, and that's what we're enforcing everybody else to work with. So we're going to make sure that that has a minimum on there, so we have the deliveries and trash trucks and anybody else that needs to get in that direction so they can turn around without having to do like a 3, 4, 5 point turn to get out. And that's all I have.
Just standard requirements from the Water Department of Engineering.
For the just proposed medical office buildings, there won't be a kitchen or cooking on site. Any change to that in the future, you can contact Adam Oakes to give you the requirement for that.
I don't anticipate anything. I think if it's needed for the TI, we'll come back to you. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, James. Judy, any comments?
Standard requirements from the fire department. I know you already met on the giving us access to the front. One of the things we want to make sure of, because we ran into this on a different project, if this in any way becomes an I-2.1, if you're going to be doing any type of procedures where people are knocked out, per se, and if you're doing this and there's more than five patients, it puts you in a whole other category of an I-2.1. instead of a B occupancy, and then the fire alarm requirements change. You may be required to put strobes in exam rooms. So you're going to want to have a fire protection, a fire alarm consultant on board. Right now, our requirements for this would be monitoring of the sprinkler system, not necessarily a fire alarm system, unless your occupant load dictated that you have to have a fire alarm system. But I also want to make sure you realize there is a difference between an I-2.1 and a B. And right now, you're calling this a B. Medical offices is a B. But if you're doing any type of procedures where people are going to be rendered incapable of self-preservation, that puts you into a whole different category for your facility.
I think it will be, might be a possibility of getting an OSHPAR 3, which is not an I occupancy. That's still a B occupancy.
Okay. So you may send this through OSHPAR instead of the city?
No. I think it just goes through the building and safety.
Okay, then, and then in return to your comment, the building division will determine your occupancy, okay, upon what you submit. Okay, and that's what she's telling you. She's giving you fair warning that if the building division determines a different occupancy that you submit, you are going to have to fulfill the fire requirement that Judy is referring to. That's what we're saying. And please remember, the ADA requirements set down by the building division does not take into account the aesthetics of a building. Okay, I stress that. There's no exception to it. We look at the parking, the entrance, and the restrooms, and those, and the drinking fountain, the big four. Okay, so please take that into account. The code does not address aesthetics. Okay, so, and it's we won't budge on it. Okay, so I just want to give you fair warning. And then in your formal submittal, which is required, we will be looking at the occupancy. But in all fairness, she's giving you fair warning. That's
sure. No, I think I appreciate that.
And the building division is the one who determines the occupancy. All right?
A surgical center?
Oh, that would be an I-2.1.
Yes.
There's no, if you have more than five beds, you're an I-2.1.
It is not more than five beds.
Okay, so that's why we're bringing it to your attention. Fair warning, and we will examine.
There's no overnight stay.
Okay, yeah.
There's no overnight stay.
Right, but they're still rendered incapable of self-preservation for the amount of time. So it's based on how many beds, and that moves you from a B. It could move you from a B to an I-2.1, which changes requirements that we didn't address because this is a pre-app. So when we see the formal submittal, we'll have a better idea.
Sure.
In your formal submittal, if you occupant load is over the fire alarm requirement, you'll have to put in a fire alarm, not just sprinkler monitoring. And we can't address everything on a pre-app. We try to give you a heads up that, you know, when you come in and have a formal submittal, things could change a little bit because now we're seeing more.
Yeah, based upon about 15,000 square feet, we will have a fire alarm system.
20,000 square feet?
20,000 is the total gross area.
Right.
Based upon that.
Yeah. But a fire alarm's not required in a B till your occupant load's over 500 or over 100 on the second floor. So if you're a B, but when you go into a different, if you went into a different category. Right. That's what all we're trying to say is that things,
yeah.
When you come back with your formal submittal, things could change a little bit, and then you'll go, but you didn't tell me that. It's because we didn't know that it was going to change until it changes.
So I think, can we have a quick meeting about the surgical center to before we resubmit the final?
I'll be glad to. But will we have to schedule between Judy and I?
Not me.
Okay, well, Tom. Tom and I will have to stop. And we can proceed on that, having a meeting with you.
Yeah, I think there's a good possibility that they were interested in having a surgical center.
Yeah, well, see, the whole premise of this meeting here is to give you any possibility or fair warning that our conflict and giving you the contacts that you can to help you resolve the situation. Okay, that's what this means for.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. You know what I said? When I I'll get you my contact, and then if you would like to set something up, you can reach out to me, and I can try to coordinate with fire and with our building department, and we can get something set up so we can discuss those concerns.
I got one with Carl.
Any other questions
for the fire department?
Yes. Yeah. If you have any other questions,
I think the one on the east side, we have a driveway. Like you were talking about the ADA issues, so it's a straight shot driveway. Is it possible we can just go with the 24 feet wide there? We have on the north and south side 26. This one. I think it's a straight shot, you know, and there is no fire truck route or fire access. Everything is in the cul-de-sac. So we will maintain on the north and the south side, because looking at the geometry of the site, would it be possible to have that kind of a, so the ADA can be met with that?
I can't answer that right at the moment.
Sure.
If you can, you have my email, and if you don't, I'll make sure you get it before you leave today. If
okay.
you send me the information with an actual written request, then I'll address it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let me do that. So ADA path of travel within the site, right now we have, you know, the way it is coming, the property line on the north.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming from there, going all the way behind the cul-de-sac parking, and we have a sidewalk, and then we come into the main entrance,
mm-hmm.
and then we will have an elevator on the top. So that should be within the site, everything necessary.
We'll look at it during the formal submittal, okay? And that's what
I need to get
my
heads up.
That's why I'm telling you, and I forewarned you, is that aesthetics don't count. It's code, okay?
Sure.
And I'm being very honest with you, because all code is based on life safety.
I do just want to clarify something that both I and Gary started to mention. I know we're already looking for some additional, where we can regain some additional feet on the back side of the building.
Sure.
Because we're going to need to extend those accessible stalls to the full 18 width, exclusive of any overhang. That we're going to need to find some there, but the walkway that wraps around the building itself is also going to need to be widened, or something's going to be shifted, because those doorways, as Gary mentioned, already extend out and obstruct the walkway. So both of those things would need to be addressed in order to make everything work.
Just because it's a straight
road.
The sewer and water is on the street over there. We can just lateral on it and just go back and connect to it.
Are we aware if there is any...
Could you repeat the question?
The water and the sewer is on the private road there. So we're just going to just connect it to that.
Yeah, there is water and sewer, both 8-inch in Elks Drive.
Sure.
And any new all the services will be new.
Sure.
So you'll have to apply for them with Water Department Engineering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And both the size and placement are noted on the water comments, which I'll hand you as soon as we...
I didn't get it.
Both the size and placement that was just mentioned, the 8-inch in Elks Drive, are noted on the comments from water as well. And I'll get you those in just a moment.
Regarding the street lights, is there any comments from anyone?
The street light, this is on mine. The only thing we're asking to do on that is to change it from the incandescent to LED. There's only one, so that, and it's not the whole pole. All it is just the head.
On the easterly property line, we have a chain link fence existing there, and there's a drop of about 6 to 8 feet towards the east of it. Some kind of a retaining is there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to maintain the existing chain link fence over there, and the planning is not needing any more walls anywhere around the building.
To be honest, I haven't been able to comment on that yet. Looking at the plan right here, there is no notation about any existing fencing, so I wasn't aware of that that existing chain link.
But the zoning code-wise, do we need to have a property wall?
Typically speaking...
It is with the commercial to commercial, it is...
Well, a couple answers there. Typically speaking, chain link is not something we currently permit for commercial uses. Because it's existing, if we are not modifying anything, we may allow that to remain. And from commercial to commercial, we don't have a requirement that would mandate you putting in any kind of wall. So I don't believe we would need anything, but I will finalize that in the comments that I when I complete them for you.
I think, as we mentioned, there's a 24 inches... RCP line going with an easement on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, towards the north side. That's what Daniel was mentioning about it. So, we were thinking of just, you know, from the WQMP point of view.
Can we use that RCP 5 intercepted on the property to discharge the water all the way down?
Sorry, could you clarify where that is on the site? Because I don't see a notation about that on the plan.
Right underneath the parking area, the north.
In the drive aisle, then, or under the stalls?
It's in the drive aisle.
Yeah,
okay.
There's an easement on the
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't see a notation about that on the plan, so I wasn't...
I think there's a hatched in a different thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think we're going to have to work with Public Works to figure out who has actual use of that and title to it, whether or not you can hook to it, I think. Last time I talked to
Robert. Who owns that pipe, by the way? Who owns it?
At this point, I don't know. Maybe Robert does.
I know what it's used for at this point, and without having any more verification of the easement and or the pipe itself, it's anywhere from an 18 to 24-inch pipe that is going from east to west on your property.
Yes.
It dumps out into the public park, which is not then its surface flow along the park area, the range that we have out in that direction. We need to understand the easement and that pipe first before anything can be allowed to be used with it. The WQMPs that Gary is talking about, using the San Bernardino County guidelines, that'll maintain the majority of your portions. It's now the leftovers after that, the overflows. That's what you're asking for at this point. Depending on what happens with that pipe, if you're allowed to connect onto it, that's one way to go to work with it. If you're not allowed to, then it'd be just burped out into the curb and gutter on Elks Drive. So there's two ways to go around it, but you're going to end up still having to have your chambers of some sort on your property, or a basin, one of the two.
When you submit for a formal entitlement, we're going to ask for a preliminary water quality management plan at that time. And hopefully by then we'll know who has access to that easement. And whether or not you can hook for it, or you need to go through a curb drain or whatever. But the preliminary WQMP is going to have to meet the San Bernardino County template standards.
The template of the standards.
So if you haven't looked at that, make sure you look at that. For the Santa Ana region, San Bernardino County has several regions.
Oh, really?
Right. So you want
to
make sure
to be in the Santa Ana region?
Yes. It's actually a pretty comprehensive template that you can use.
Sure.
Okay, thank you, Gary. We have no other
questions.
When
do we think we can get a
Do you have a title report for this property?
Yes, I got the title report. We had a meeting with Alex from the Public Works.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so
actually, Robert Savolveda should have one. I already emailed it to him. title report.
The title report was given, all the easements were given, all the plotted easements were given.
But does it have the supporting docs with it?
Supporting documents with the Schedule B, yes. Mm-hmm. Everything was there.
Not just the exceptions, but the actual documents?
Actual documents, yeah.
Okay. We'll coordinate with Public Works to get that.
And this water is not coming, it is coming from somewhere, maybe above the Elks Lodge.
It's coming from the east, as I understand. From the east property.
From the church,
yes.
Basin.
Yes.
So this is a high elevation.
Yeah. It is a higher elevation.
I
went and talked to him and was able to understand that the existing system is out there. So that's the reason why I need to verify the availability of that pipe to you or not to you.
If you can use it, you know, that's what we want. That should not be
nice. Yeah.
We have in order to close this project, we have a due diligence period.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when I met with Oliver and Alex, and, the intent is to get to the administrative review on 11th of July. So that's what our understanding was.
Mm-hmm.
So we will get the comments today.
Yeah, I will be able to wrap up mine today. It sounds like the engineering comments may take just a couple days to wrap up because they may need to go out and take a look at the site because
sure,
of some of
sure.
the easement concerns. So we'll try to get that to you as quickly as possible, realistically.
End of this week?
It might be early next week at the latest. If that site visit is necessary, just trying to coordinate in between things. But we will certainly be in touch and get you everything as quickly as possible.
Other than that, there's no other ADA issue that I should be aware of, right? Is there any other than that parking area?
Well, I can't really answer that due to the fact that when you hand in a formal submittal, that is going to what you're proposing. At that time, I will look at it and tell you if there's a problem. What you're doing is having me to commit to something, and I don't buy cars without seeing them. You see what I'm saying? So that's the bottom line. And another thing is, with your submittal to Robert, I would thought that you would have it present with you. You would have brought it in so other parts of the committee could see it. All right? So what we're doing is we're working toward the formal submittal. All right? And it's very hard. Robert has 10 other projects that he's looking at also. All right? He's not looking at one project except, all right?
Who's Robert?
Supposedly.
Okay.
All right.
No, I think I just wanted to let you know where
okay,
we
stand.
Yeah. But thank you very much for that.
I do have a question, though.
Sure.
You said you're in the due diligence period.
Yes.
So you haven't bought it yet. So what is this July 11th date that you need to do something?
I met with Oliver. He said that the next meeting that is going to happen is the DRC meeting.
So
was
DRC
it 11th of July?
So you plan on making a formal entitlement submittal before July 11th?
Yes.
And he's going to try to get it onto the DRC meeting? For
that's
July
what it sounds like.
Okay. So that doesn't get a lot of time for a formal submittal. You need to get it in right away.
Yeah, that's what we were waiting for your comments as soon as we have it.
As I said, we do understand there is a, we have timelines we're working on. We will wrap this up as quickly as possible. But we want to make sure that we can get you the best comments now so that when you do come in with the formal submittal, hopefully everything has been addressed and then we can move the project forward very, very easily, smoothly through the process.
Sure.
So we will get that shortly. But as I said, most likely we're looking probably early next week just to finalize everything because it sounds like we may need to look at some things physically on the site.
In order to meet that date, Gary, when should we resubmit it?
I'll coordinate with you on that.
Okay.
It's more of a planning concern, so
right.
I'll make sure I kind of give you an idea on things. And when I get you all my comments, I'll email you some stuff.
Okay.
With that, sounds like for today we don't have any other comments on the project. We mentioned this is just a pre-application, so we do not need an action on this item.
Sure.
Well, I will just say... if we can have a motion, we'll adjourn to the next meeting. That'll be 10 a.m. in chambers here on the 11th of July.
So moved.
Thank you, Judy.
Second.
Gary, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.